There was a famous movie that came out in 1989 that we probably all will recognize called Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade. Within the movie is a scene which is very relevant when it comes to Christianity and fighting against the thousands of other denominations in the world. Within the scene, Jones must choose the right grail in order to obtain eternal life. Within the room of all the grails, there are some that are very polished, embroidered with gems, and made out of solid gold. There are some that are mediocre, just okay, and they have some shininess to them, but they're still made out of gold. But then there's one grail in that room that's just, it's just old and ugly. It's not polished, and everyone, it's just an outcast among all the grails. The one old and boring grail is like how other denominations recognize true Christianity. They say things like, we're too old school. The Bible is too old for our generation. We're too futuristic for it. We're boring. We don't have music bands. We don't have a choir. We don't have confession boxes. We don't have smoke. Ironically, the old and boring grail led to eternal life. The golden grails, embroidered with diamonds and gems, led to eternal death. The enticing golden grails gave Jones doubt. Isn't that what society does to us? The community churches are fun. The people are so nice there. The Church of Christ is full of hypocrites. There's no way that's the right church. The Big Bang created everything. There is nothing special in comparison to us and apes. Don't be deceived by the sparkling gems of lies. I want you to leave here knowing that we are not following a theory, but a law. There should be no doubt when it comes to what is the true path to heaven. In today's society, people refuse to accept that they were created by a greater being simply because humility is extinct to the majority of mankind. Human beings love to think we are, so to speak, top dog. Society cannot fathom being under a superior God who controls the galaxy and controls the future. As a result, mankind has retreated to the theory of the Big Bang. After running some simple and quick math, I want to talk about some statistics right here. The probability of winning the Powerball jackpot is 1 in 292 million. There was a website on my phone that I went on to, and it contained all 292 million dots. They were tiny, like grains of sand, and they were all red. And it had a checkpoint every 1% you got. It took me 30 seconds to get to that 1%. With that math, it would take you 30 minutes on your phone scrolling and scrolling and scrolling, and that's your chance of winning the Powerball. Now, another one is the probability of Jesus fulfilling just eight of the 332 prophecies is 1 out of 10 to the 21st power. 21 zeros behind 10, and that's just 8 out of the 332. Now, let me just blow your minds here for a second. The probability of the Big Bang creating Earth and its homeostasis environment is 1 in 707,000th to the power. 7,000 zeros behind 700. It gets even better than that. The probability of an explosion creating neurological connections in the human brain, or any brain, is 1 in 10 to the 100 trillionth power. That's 100 trillion zeros behind the number 10. Here's another fun fact. $1 trillion bills can nearly stretch from Earth to the sun. Just 1 trillion. and there's 100 trillion. And here's the funny thing. If you haven't noticed by now, the Big Bang is just highly illogical. It doesn't make any sense. But yet mankind will still cling to those odds. And in 1668, a famous biologist by the name of Francisco Redi conducted experiments on the theory of spontaneous generation, the theory that life can be created from non-life. The famous experiment of just meats, jars, and flies quickly disproved the theory. All Francisco did was he had jars that were open with meat in them, jars that were closed, and maggots grew in the jars that were open. That immediately disproved spontaneous generation. Now, if there's no such thing as spontaneous generation, how would an explosion, non-life, create the first amoeba's life that we evolved from? Their own argument collapses. It just undermines what they just said. And there is only one answer. It's that there's a superior being. We weren't just made, we were crafted by God. And he gave us dominion over the animals of the earth, Genesis 1:26. An astonishing scientific fact that the Bible provides for us is the importance of blood that is essential to life. If you would turn to Leviticus 17:14, we're going to read verses 11 and 14. Leviticus 17, 11 and 14. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make atonement for your souls, for it is blood that makes atonement for the soul. And verse 14. For it is the life of all flesh, it sustains its life. Therefore I said to the children of Israel, you shall not eat blood of any flesh, for the life of all flesh is its blood. Whoever eats it shall be cut off. So the Bible even, it states all the way in Leviticus, for the life of the flesh is in its blood. Now with that being said, the first president of the United States, George Washington, died of intentional blood loss. Back then, they thought sickness, like your average day cold or flu, had to do with an imbalance of liquids, water, blood, yellow bile, and black bile. If you got a cold, you had too much blood in your system. So Washington's physicians bled him out, and that's how our first president of the United States died. How did the Bible know thousands of years ago that blood is essential for life? It's just an old book. It doesn't mean anything anymore, right? And blood still is essential for our life. Aside from all that, God has given us so much evidence that he abides in everything. If you would, turn to Psalms 19, chapter 19, and verse 1. Psalms 19, chapter 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. There is no doubt that God exists. He gives us the beauty of his clouds, his paintings of the Key West sunset, the mightiness of his oceans, his thunderstorms, and his immense mountains, and so much more proof that just didn't show up. We're not a mistake. We're not glorified apes like society wants to make us out to be. We're not special. We're just evolved from a creature. And we do have a purpose on this earth. We're not just here to take up space. Jesus isn't like a Pharaoh who claimed to be a god and did nothing at all to prove that he was a god. Jesus did something no Pharaoh, king, president, or dictator could ever do. He rose from the dead. He has given us victory. He has given us victory over sin and death in 1 Corinthians 15:57. However, we can only obtain victory if we follow Christ faithfully. We cannot have doubts like Indiana Jones. We must hear God's word. Simple plan of salvation. Romans 10:17. Believe the gospel, John 20, 30 through 31. Repent of your sins, Luke 13, 3. Confess your faith, Romans 10, 9 through 10. Be baptized, Acts 2, 38. And live faithfully until you die, Revelations 2, 10. It's a simple plan, but yet so many fail to obtain it. Do not walk out of here with any doubts. If you need prayers of or the encouragement of the church, please come together as we stand and sing.